Aloha, beautiful. Great to have you back. Don't miss out on any episode. Follow me on Facebook where you will receive additional information. Just look for Tita May. And for now, I wish you lots of new inspiration.
Aloha, beautiful people. How are you? I hope you're doing good. We're having a great time here in Germany. The sun is coming out more often and it's getting warmer, so it's my perfect time of the year. I hope your Friday is great. I hope you had a wonderful week without too much trouble from any full moons or new moons or portal days, as we're having kind of a, it's kind of like we're doing a practice. It's a little pause we're taking from those special kind of days. So for today's podcast, I was thinking I'd like to talk to you about the two basic instincts, I would say, that lie beneath every action that we make. And I wanted to talk to you about this because I believe that it's helpful to find out, like, when we feel blocked or when we want to go on our path, on our personal growth, on our way to whatever destination we want to go to, with our personality or with our personal being and beaming, sometimes we find ourselves with blockages that are shown to us, and sometimes we just don't know where they come from. And we've gone through a couple of things, you know, like with the seven principles of the Hawaiian philosophy and some other points that I've given you in the past episodes. And today I wanted to talk about one that I think I haven't talked about yet. And that's basically the if you ask yourself the question, why am I doing this? And allow yourself only two answers. Because there's one big acknowledgement that once you that you can it's like a realization that us human beings, with everything that we do, there's only two reasons why we do things. Two basic reasons. And I mean really going deep with this. There's only two reasons. One, it's either you're doing it out of love, or two, you're doing it out of fear. Yeah, let that sink in. No, you've probably read it or heard it somewhere, maybe, or not. Anyhow, I'm just here to remind you of that. And if you ask yourself the question, why am I doing this or why am I doing that? Ask yourself and allow yourself only to have those two answers. Am I doing this because of love? Because I love someone, something, or me? Or is it because I'm afraid, because I fear for something, someone, or me? Just to give you an example, for one of the biggest realizations I had in my life was that I found out that I was actually trying to be nice to everyone and try to please everyone just out of fear of not being accepted into the group. And that actually blocked me from being myself, because I was just trying to, it was like a pretending to be for everyone else, but I wasn't my true self because of the fear of actually, if I would live my own personality, everyone else would not like me. And nowadays, I've changed that into out of self-love, and I try to act in with love for myself, to be myself, to be true to myself, to my own being. And by doing that, I'm not afraid anymore because I'm fine with myself and I'm not blocked anymore. It gives me a lot more freedom to become this person that I can be and to grow for myself. So that's just to give you an example when you ask yourself, why am I doing this? So you ask yourself in two directions. You actually allow yourself only to have two answers. It's either love or fear. And once you find out about it, you can decide whether you have to act on it, because if you're doing something out of love, I think it's okay. And if you are mindful with yourself, you're going to realize the things that you do out of love might exhaust you, because they might be physically exhausting, but from your soul and from your brain, from your heart, from your spirit, you're going to feel really like uplifted, and you're going to feel good about it. And if you do something out of fear, it's going to be something that's going to pull you down, where you're going to feel sad, or you're just going to feel like something's sucking all the energy out of you, and it just doesn't feel right. And you'll just know. You'll just know when you have something like that, and then you can act on it. This is basically something that you can do if you feel like you can't see your blocks. You can't see where you're blocking yourself, or you can't really see, you're stuck somewhere, but you can't really look forward. Just try to be mindful with yourself throughout the day, throughout all the actions that you take, and ask yourself this simple question. Is it love or is it fear? And depending on that, then you can start acting in all sorts of kind of ways. I mean, you've seen, we've already talked about the seven principles of the Hawaiians, and I've given you a couple of other tips on how to see the topics and subjects and problems that arise on a personal level. And this is one further one where you can actually like look at it. I would even say that the deep meaning of this is that every pain you have, every anger that you have, there's a fear behind it. Everything, all the negative emotions that you have are based on some kind of a fear. And I believe that to be a truth. I'm going to leave it like that. If you feel like it for yourself, it's okay. If not, it's okay too. Whatever you feel best. For me, it just feels like it is that way, because I've looked at some angers and some sadness that was there, and basically there was some sadness because of fear and some anger because of fear. So everything comes back to fear. And to me, fear means the absence of love. So what you can do when you feel that there's no love is try to find ways how to get love in there. Like I said before, changing yourself out of fear that the others won't like you is actually showing yourself that you don't like yourself at all. So it's the absence of self-love. Once you start working on self-love, that other topic is going to change, and you're not going to have that fear so much anymore. And it's the same thing with a lot of things, although I do believe that a lot comes back to self-love as well. But you know what I mean. So if you see that you fear, I think another good example would be like if you have kids or a friend or a sibling or a mother, whoever is close to you, and you're afraid for them. You know, like you're afraid that something might happen to them, or that the new job that they started, that they're not going to like it, or you're afraid of so many reasons. What you can do is take that fear that you're having there and start shift it. Bring it into confidence, trust, and in the love that you have for that person, and that person has for everyone else, that they will have whatever they need. And that might change other perspectives as well. But you're changing the fear and making it, changing it into love, and bringing love into the whole thing. So that's going to help in some ways. Yeah. I hope that wasn't too complicated, but I hope you understand what I mean. If not, please send me an email or write me a comment. I'd love to discuss this further. Because I believe it's very, very important for us to realize fear and love. And once you start asking yourself those questions, for a lot of things become very clear. And once they are clear, and just by being aware of them, and like, you know, like bringing them onto the table, then you have time to look at it and see what you can do about it. And yeah, that's kind of like a, I think a good deal and a good exercise for the next week to just, yeah, be mindful with yourself and watch out if you're acting on fear or on love. Yeah. I hope you like this inspiration of this week, and I'm wishing you an awesome weekend. Have a great time. Have a blessed next week, and I'm looking forward to give you some more inspirations next week. Sending you a big hug and a deep aloha mahalo, a deep loving thank you from my heart to your heart for tuning in. Have a good time. Bless you. Bye.
Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to get some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and leave a review. And if you'd like to receive some more inspirational information, sign up to Tita May's weekly inspirations. You can find the link on my website, titameyola.com. I'm looking forward to inspire you some more. And until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaikai kakou, e ahui ho'.